translation. On the western side are the 43rd, 44th and 45th branches, Sri Sanatan, Sri Rupa and Anupam. They are the best of all. Please repeat. On the western side were the 43rd, 44th and 45th branches, Sri Sanatan, Sri Rupa and Anupam. They are the best of all. So, we'll read the purport slowly, very big purport. Before that, we'll discuss another, like why the names are given here. What is the importance of reading their name? By reading someone's name, what are going to get? Now, names are very, very powerful. Reciting their name is very powerful for our spiritual life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned, this our spiritual path is like a very highway. It is better than highway. What is called better than highway? Motorway. Raspath. In Sanskrit called Raspath. So, it starts from this material world and it will end in spiritual world. So, we are traveling in this road. But when we travel in a big highway, there may be so chance of robbery. The chance of attack by thieves, dacoits, rogues. So what will happen? If we attack by someone, what will happen? What do? That is why in the middle of the road, there is written, helpline. Some telephone numbers, and sometimes, traffic, police going. In the same way, when you are going in the spiritual path, there is a chance of attack by dacoits, rooks, thieves. Who are they? Kaam, krodh, lobh, mohamad. They are thieves, dacoits. They will attack us. They will plunder us. And not of the dead, at the end another two things will come. They are two cheaters, kaam krodh, gyan karma. Gyan karma thak dui more pratariyalai. These two cheaters will come. So, if happens like that, what will do? If we attacked at the dead of night, in the middle of the road, attacked by dacoit, what will do? We should say, bachao, please save me. Will not do that? There is no other help. And whose name will chant that time? If we know there is a dacoit, it is very fearful to that name. By hearing their name, they will run. Oh, he is calling him. If he catches me, then I will die. So, our previous acharyas, Vaishnavas, are the security guard in this way. They are always giving, they are running with this traffic police car. They are always here to protect us. So, if we attacked by these rooks, thieves and dacoits, if we chant their names, then they will immediately come. And by hearing their name, they will run away. Shingho rabe jatha kori gan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is like, Shingho rabe jatha kori gan. When a lion roars, by hearing that sound, all the animals like elephant run away. In the same way, when you chant the name of our previous acharyas, by hearing their name, all the rooks, thieves, like lust, greed, anger, all these things, they will run. That is when we will attacked by that. Sometimes we are attacked by anger, lust. Lust is compared like a teeming hill. Teeming hill is the biggest fish who can engulf big ship also. It's so big. Teeming hill. So kam is like teeming hill. Kam teeming gile gile. Gile means swallow. So sometimes we see we are swallowed by kam, lusty desire. We cannot help ourselves. So at that time we should chant the names of these acharyas, Vaishnavas. They will come and protect us. They will pet ourselves. Why are you fearful? I am here. I am for you, to protect you. I am here to take you to back to Godhead. That is why when I travel, we should chant spiritual master, Gurudev, Prabhupada, previous acharyas. That is why the names of Vaishnava is so powerful. One acharya wrote, Tarpan mor Vaishnavero naam. I want to chant the name of the Vaishnavas. That is my goal. So Vaishnava's name is so powerful. So we should make a practice to chant Vaishnava's name. Raghunath Das Goswami used to chant 1 lakh holy name. That means 0.1 million. And used to take bath 3 times without fail in Radhakanda. And used to pay obeisances 2,000 Vaishnavas every day. By why will he get 2,000 Vaishnavas in Vrindavan? But still he used to pay obeisances without fail the Vaishnavas. By remembering, chanting their names, they used to pay obeisances. Dandavat Pranam. So they are so strict, their bhavas in their sadhanas. We are so lazy for chanting 16 rounds. They are so strict. Even all these things. Srinivas Acharya glorified the Goswamis in Sara Goswami Ashtagam. Shankha Purva Konam Gano Noti Bhi Kalabashani Krito. Shankha Purva Nam Gano Noti Bhi. They will chant Nam, Gan. They will count names. They will count how many times they are doing Kirtan, Notivi, obeisances. They will count how many times I have paid obeisances. The so strict. Kal Avashani Kritau. Kal Avashan. They used to pass their time in Sasi. But we pass our time WhatsApp, internet. They are so fortunate. At that time, nothing was there. They used to spend their time by this. Shankha Apurvako Namo Gano Nati Bhi. Sisi Radha Gokulananda Ki Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman Ji Ki Patit Pavan Gaunitaya Ki. Shankha Apurvako Namo Gano Nati Bhi Kal Avashani Kritu. They used to spend their time. And nidra haro bij nidra haro bijito. They by doing that they conquered nidra and ahar. Nidra means sleep, ahar means eating. They conquered eating and sleeping. Conquered eating and sleeping means eating and sleeping under their control. If you think I will sleep, you will sleep. If you think I will eat, I will eat. But we are controlled by sleep. If sleep comes, we cannot control ourselves. If hunger comes, we cannot control ourselves. Prabhu is 9:30, 9 o'clock, prasad is there. We are conquered by nidra and ahar. But Goswami is conquered nidra and ahar. Nidra ahara bijitako cha uttanta dinau cha jo. at the same time, uttanta dino, they're very humble, meek and humble. So that is why reciting their names is so auspicious. Mande rupo sanatano rahujugo shijiva gopalako. So I'll read the purport now. Purport is very big. In 84th text, Prabhupada has given very long purport. Here, Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Anupam, three brothers, short description has given by Srila Prabhupada. Sri Anupam was the father of Srila Jiva Goswami. Srila Anupam was the father of Jiva Goswami. Why Prabhupada is saying that? Because, at least we know who is Jiva Goswami. He is the father of Jiva Goswami. Because Jiva Goswami is so famous, we know Jiva Goswami. That is why, in today's, Anupam is the father of Jiva Goswami. We say, Gaur Mohande is the father of Prabhupada. Why you say like that? Because nobody knows Gaur Mohande. But whole world knows? Knows? Srila Prabhupada. That is why they're so intelligent. They know we are not so big. But we are able to make our child, our child big, then we will also be glorified. That should be the attitude of the devotee. I am not a big devotee. But my son, he become big devotee, he can deliver me. I am not a big devotee, but by my distribution of book, if someone can become devotee, if he goes to Golok Vrindavan, if he remembers me from there, oh, I got one Bhagavad Gita written by Srila Prabhupada, by Bhakti Prem Swami. By reading that, I am a Golok Vrindavan. But that rascal Bhakti Prem Swami is rotting in the material world. So I should be some merciful unto him, because by his mercy I am here. So better I should request Prabhupada, Krishna, Prabhupada, Krishna, that rascal helped me by giving your book. Can you show your causeless mercy and bring me back? So, with that mood, we should please. We have no qualification. We know how rascal we are. We are not pure person. So how by our preaching, other will purify. So at least, if we say Prabhupada's teaching, Krishna's teaching, distribute Prabhupada's book, by reading their book, they will become devotee. And we'll get percentage from there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentioned himself as the sweeper of marketplace of holy name. His Bengali called Namhater Jharudar. Sweeper of the marketplace of holy name. Why? Because we are here for what? For getting holy name. But we have no money to buy that. But I want that. That is why if I go to the market, if I sweep there, I will see so many times potatoes, brinjals, tomatoes falling down. In the big market, by sweeping, I will get so many things that by that I can maintain my family. And another place, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I am the broker, dalal. Bengali ka dalal means broker. Nityananda Prabhu started the marketplace of holy name. Nityananda Prabhu and his agents are selling holy name. And people are buying the holy name with the price of faith. But I have I am not so pure devotee, I can sell holy name. But at the same time, I have no faith, the price I can buy holy name. But I can act as a broker. What is broker's duty? He'll say, oh, go that market, nice holy name is selling. Very nice, go there. And when he'll goes there, he'll sell to a person, oh, he is a very nice customer, he will not cheat you, please sell to him. By doing that, brokery, he will give percentage from both sides, and by that he can maintain himself. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written so nice song. Baro shukher khabar gai, baro majar katha tai, shurobhi kunjete namer hat, khuleche khod nitai. So, Nityananda Prabhu personally has opened a marketplace of holy name. But we want that. We have no qualification that he will appoint as an agent, and at the same time we have no price to buy that. But at least we can go there as a broker. So here we can see Anupama is a pure devotee of Krishna, Ram, Chandra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he was more glorified by becoming the father of Jiva Goswami. In Bhagavatam said, Parikshit Maharaj, Pandunam Manavardhana. Pandavas, they're already glorified. They're eternal associate of Krishna. But Parikshit Maharaj is so pure devotee, so a great king, he increased the name of Pandavas. Arjun is the grandfather of Parikshit Maharaj. So that means Parikshit Maharaj increased their fame. So here you can see Rupa Goswami, Prabhupada said Anupam is the father of Jiva Goswami. Anupam is the eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramchandra, but still he is glorified by becoming the father of Jiva Goswami. And he is the brother of Sanatan and Sri Rupa Goswami. He is another. He is so fortunate. He is a pure soul, pure devotee. At the same time, he is the father of Rupa and brother of Rupa and Sanatan. His former name was Ballab, but after Lord Chaitanya met him, he gave him the name Anupam. Both names is good. Ballab means Gopijana Ballab, very dear. And Anupam means no upama, no unparallel. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the name. Because of working in the Mohammedan government, these three brothers were given the title Mullik. Muslims has given the title Mullik. Our personal family is connected with the Mulliks of Mahatma Gandhi Road in Calcutta, and we often used to visit their Radha Govinda temple. Still, that temple is there if you go there. In the Harrison Road, 155 Harrison Road, Prabhupada's house was there. Opposite, the Radha Govinda temple still is there. The Prabhupada, in his childhood, used to go there regularly. In the temple now, Prabhupada's picture is there. Prabhupada saying, our family gotra, or original genealogical line, is the Gautam gotra, or line of disciples of Gautam Muni. And our surname is De, Abhay Charan De. But due to their accepting the post of Jamindars in the Mohammedan government, they received the title Mallik. That Mallik family and Prabhupada's family all are the same Gautra, Gautam Gautra. But as they accept the service of the Muslims, Muslims give them title Mallik. One of his friend's name was? Who took Srila Prabhupada to Bhakti Siddhanta? What is his name? Narendra Mallik. So, actually they are in Gautam Gotra, but Muslim government gave them title Mallik. Mallik word comes from another place Prabhupada in purport said. Mallik word comes from Malik. Malik means lord of area. This is Mallik. So Malik, he is a controller of some area. He is called Malik or Mallik. Another place, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada mentioned some Bhuya. When Sanatana Goswami is passing, the Bhuya, he is in a Bhuya. Bhuya means land. Who is the owner of big piece of land? His degree, designation also Bhuya. Here Mallik. Similarly, Rup, Sanatan and Ballab were also given the title Mallik. Mallik means Lord. Just as the English government gives rich and respectable person the title Lord, so the Mohammedans give the title Mallik to rich, respectable families that have intimate connections with the government. The title Mallik is found not only among the Hindu aristocracy, but also among Mohammedans. This title is not restricted to a particular family, but is given to different families and castes. The qualifications for receiving it are wealth and respectability. Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami belong to Bharadwaj Gotra, which indicates that they belonged either to the family or disciplic succession of Bharadwaj Muni. As members of the Krishna conscious movement, we belong to the family or disciplic succession of Saraswati Goswami. And thus, we are known as Saraswatas. Obeisances are therefore offered to the spiritual master as Saraswata Dev or a member of the Saraswata family. Namaste Saraswata Deve. Whose mission is to broadcast the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gauravani Pracharine and to fight with impersonalist and voidist. Prabhupada's so nice word. And to fight. And to fight with impersonalist and voidist. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. This was also the occupational duty of Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Anupam Goswami. Prabhupada saying this, people are worshipping me by this name. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarini. It is not only myself. All our previous acharyas, they are also doing the same business. The Prabhupada does not want to credit alone. He wants to give his credit to his previous acharyas. In the Nectar of Instruction, Prabhupada in the very beginning said, this movement started before by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami himself, personal. That is why we are Rupanuga. The genealogical table of Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami and Ballabh Goswami can be traced back to the 20th century Shakabda. 12th century Shakabda, when a gentleman of the name Sarvagya appeared in a very rich and opulent Brahmin family in the province of Karnataka. Shakabda is like, in English calendar, it is called 2015? AD means? Anna Domini means? After the birth of Christ. BC means before birth of Christ. So, in Sanskrit it is called Abdo, Christo Abdo. Christo Abdo, Abdo means year. Year started from Jesus Christ, that is where Christo Abdo. Abdo means year. Here is Shakabdo, another calculation, Shakabdo. This type of Bangabdo, in Bengal there is another calculation. So, the Christabdo, English calculation, and Shakabdo almost similar. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took what? A Christabdo, English calculation, 1486. And Chaitanya written, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took what? 1407 Shakabdo. Chuddho Shato Shat Shake Janmero Praman Chuddho Shato Panchanne Hoilo Antara Dhan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took what? 1407 Shakabdo. So Shakabdo is the calculation of Abdo means year. In English calculation, maximum calculation year. After year there is no calculation. 100 year, 1,000 year, million year, billion, trillion year, after that no calculation. And lowest calculation is second. Before that no calculation. Second, millisecond, microsecond, nanosecond. But after second there is, before second there is no calculation. But in Bhagavatam, so nice calculation of time is there in Bhagavatam. Before second, so many fractions are there. It starts from truti, gradually, and it does not end in year. After year, 4.32 million years comprises a day of Brahma. A Dibbajug. That is called 4.32 million years comprises a Dibbajug. In such 1,000 Dibbajug comprises a Brahma's day. And equal time Brahma's night. In such a Brahma's 1 week, 1 month, 12 month means 1 year, then Brahma's 100 year. After 100 year, Brahma will enter into the body of Mahavishnu. Brahma's death is called Kalpa. And this type of coming and going, universe creating and ending. And it is not the end. When Mahavishnu will pack up everything and will enter into the body of Krishna, that is the ultimate calculation. But in English calculation, maximum year, abdo. So here is another calculation, shakabdo. So here, in the Karnataka, there is a Brahmin, respectable Brahmin, his name was Sarvagya. He had two sons named Oniruddher, Rupeshwar, and Harihar, who were both bereft of their kingdoms and thus belonged to reside in the highlands. The sons of Rupeshwar, who was named Padmanabha, moved to a place in Bengal known as Noihati on the bank of the Ganges. Noihati is a place between Mayapur and Calcutta. There he had 5 sons, of whom the youngest Mukunda had a well-behaved son named Kumardev, who was the father of Rup, Sanatan and Ballab. Kumardev died in Bakla Chandradeep, which was in the district of Jashor, and is now known as Fatehabad. This Bakla Chandradeep, it is now in Bangladesh. Before, East Bengal and West Bengal was together, now it in Bangladesh. We have a very nice temple there. ISKCON built a nice temple there. Of his many sons, three took the path of Vaishnavism. Later Sri Vallabh and his elder brother Sri Rup and Sanatan came into Chandradip to the village in the Malda district of Bengal known as Ramkeli. It is in this village that Srila Jiva Goswami took birth, accepting Vallabha as his father. Sri Radha Gokulananda ki, Ram Lakshmi Sita Hanuman ji ki, Patit Pavan Gaurnitai ki. Because of engaging in the service of the Mohammedan government, the three brothers received the title Mallik. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the village of Ramkeli, he met Vallabh there. Later, Sri Rupa Goswami, after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, resigned from government service. And when he went to Vrindavan to meet Lord Chaitanya, Vallabh accompanied him. The meeting of Rupa Goswami and Vallabh with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Allahabad is described in Madhya Lila, chapter 19. Actually, it is to be understood from the statement of Sanatana Goswami that Sri Rup Goswami and Vallabh went to Vrindavan under the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. First, they went to Mathura, where they met a gentleman named Subuddhi Rai, who maintained himself by selling dry fuel wood. The Subuddhi Rai used to maintain himself by selling dry fuel wood. Actually, he was the king of Bengal. He was defeated by the Muslim king, and Muslim king forcefully drank him water. He forced to drink water from the hand of the Muslims. That is how all the Brahmins outcast him. And he went to the Hindus, Hindu Brahmanas. Please accept me as a Hindu. He said, no, you have lost your caste. We cannot accept you as a Hindu. Then said, okay, I am ready to do some atonement. He said, yes, some atonements are there. If you are able to drink molten iron, then you can free from this sin. What does it mean? That means there is no way to come back to become Hindu. Then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you simply chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra and be purified. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Then Mahaprabhu said to him, go Vrindavan and stay Vrindavan. When the Bengali devotees will go Vrindavan, and the Bengali devotees likes rice, so you should feed them rice. So Subuddhi Rai used to stay there, and when the devotees used to go from Bengal, he used to take care of them. But he is so humble, he used to maintain himself by selling dry fuel wood. We can see what was the condition 500 years ago. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rescued us. And you can see Srila Prabhupada, how he delivered by simply distributing the mercy of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was very pleased to meet Sri Rupa Goswami and Anupam, and he showed them the 12 forests of Vrindavan. Thus, they lived in Vrindavan for 1 month and then again went to search for Sanatana Goswami. Following the course of the Ganges, they reached Allahabad or Prayag Tirtha. But because Sanatana Goswami had come there by different road, they did not meet him there. And when Sanatana Goswami came to Mathura, he was informed of the visit of Rupa Goswami and Anupam by Subuddhi Rai. When Rupa Goswami and Anupam met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Benaras, they heard about Sanatana Goswami's travel from him, and thus they returned to Bengal, adjusted their affairs with the state, and on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went to see Lord at Jagannath Puri. When Rupa Goswami met there in Prayag, in a ghat, bathing place, Dashashamet ghat, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught him. He said, "Rup, I want to let you drink you one drop of nectar from the ocean of devotional path. Devotion is like a ocean. Devotion to Krishna like ocean is called Bhakti Ras Amrita Sindhu. Bhakti is actually ras, is mellow, it binds each other. Whatever ras, this binding is imperishable. Amrita. Amrita will never exist. And what is the amount? Sindhu. The amount like ocean. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I will give you one drop. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught him 10 days, give one drop. By drinking one drop, Rupa Goswami has written so many books. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu drank him so many drops, then what will happen to us? By drinking only one drop, he has written so many books. In the year 1436 Shakabdo, the youngest brother Anupam died and went back to Godhead. He went to the abode in the spiritual sky where Sri Ramchandra is situated. He was a devotee of Ramchandra. He was the younger brother of Rupa Sanatana. So Rupa Sanatana jokingly told Anupam, "We are both your elder brother. We are the devotee of Krishna. So why you don't worship Krishna? Why you alone worshipping Ramchandra? Better, even one family, if you worship Krishna together, so nice. Why you are worshipping Ramchandra?" So next day, he approached the lotus feet of Rupa Sanatana, started crying. "So I want to die because last night I unable to sleep. Whole night I tried think about your order. You are my spiritual master. I am unable to follow your instruction. But at the same time I have sold out my head to the lotus feet of Ramchandra. I am unable to take out from there. So it is better to give up my life." Then Rupa Sanatana embraced him. He said, no, actually we joked with you. We don't want you should give up Ramchandra. You are the best servant who never gives up his master, and Ramchandra is the best master who never allows to go away with his servant. You should not give up the worship of Ramchandra. That is a Prabhupada said, after death he went back to spiritual sky with Ramchandra, where Ramchandra is situated. At Jagannath Puri, Sri Rupa Goswami informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of this incident. Ballabha was a great devotee of Sri Ramchandra, therefore he could not seriously consider the worship of Radha Govinda according to the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yet he directly accepted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Ramchandra. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, there is the following statement. Ballabha was given the name Anupam by Sri Gaurasundara, but he was always absorbed in the devotional service of Lord Ramchandra. He did not know anyone but Sri Ramchandra, but he knew that Chaitanya Gosai was the same Lord Ramchandra. In the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Sri Rupa Goswami is described to be Gopi named Sri Rupa Manjari. In the Bhakti Ratnakar, there is a list of the books Sri Rupa Goswami compiled. Of all his books, the following 16 are very popular among Vaishnavas. Hamsadut, Uddhav Sandesh, Krishna Janmatithi Vidhi, and Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, Brihat and Loghu. Brihat means major, Loghu means minor. Stavamala, Vidagdha Madhav, Lalita Madhav, Dan Keli Kaumodi, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. This is the most celebrated book by Sri Rupa Goswami. Ujjal Nilmani, Akhyata Chandrika, Mathura Mahima, Padyavali, Natak Chandrika, Laghu Bhagavatamrita. Sri Rupa Goswami gave up all family connections and joined the renounced order of life and divided his money, giving 50% to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas and 25% to his Kutumbas, family members, and keeping 25% for personal emergencies. He met Haridas Thakur in Jagannath Puri, where he also met Lord Chaitanya and his other associates. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to praise the handwriting of Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Goswami would compose verses according to the desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by his direction, he wrote two books named Lalit Madhav and Vidagdha Madhav. One day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, he went to see Rupa Goswami in his bhajan kutir. He saw in the roof of his kutir, there is a palm leaf. And he saw Rupa Goswami has written a nice verse. His writing was like, his Chaitanya Chaitanya mentioned, like he has write in the pulse. If pulse is decorated somewhere, his writing is like this, decoration of the pulse. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read that, he became astonished. There was Swarup Damodar. Swarup, he asked Swarup, how Rupa got to know the what is going, what is the it's my intention. How he got to know? What is going on in my heart? How he got to know? He has written the verse, what is going on in my heart? The mood of that, there is what, there Rupa Goswami wrote in such a word, Radharani is lamenting, I am there, that same Vrindavan, same Jamuna, everything is there, but I am not enjoying that same, the pastime we used to perform. That Krishna is there, but I cannot enjoy this same enjoyment, what we released before. Actually, that is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Rupa Goswami has written that verse. So he said, how Rupa got to know my heart? Then Sarup Damodar said, because as he is fully surrendered and very dear to you, that is why he knows what is going on in your heart. So, that is the secret of knowing the intention of the Vaishnavas. If we are very humble, if we serve them very humbly, humble mood, they'll be revealed in front of us all the spiritual world. If someone serves faithfully to his spiritual master with his humble attitude, the whole the spiritual will manifest in his heart. Lord Chaitanya desired the two brothers, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, to publish many books in support of the Vaishnava religion. When Sanatana Goswami met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord advised him also to go to Vrindavan. So, I have covered 50%. So now, Prabhupada explained about Sanatana Goswami. 9:30, 8:30 time, I think, over. So, I should carry on? 9 o'clock. So before carry on, I want to sing these verses. We should try to sing these verses. Can you show the verse 40, 80? Who can play mridanga? As these verses are written in poetry form, that means a song. So, we should try to sing this. Kartal? Somebody can take kartal?
Kulingramo Basishotto Rajo Ramanando.
Hello.
Yes. Shatto Rajanando Kulino Gramo Bashi Shatto Rajo Ramanando.
Slow.
Jodunatho Purushottam Shankar Vidyananda. Jodunatho Purushottam Shankar Vidyananda. Baninatho Bosu Yadi Jato Grami Ja. Shabai Chaitanya Vritta Chaitanya Pranadha. Prabhu Kahe Kulino Gramir Jehayo Kukku. Shayo moro piyo onno jano rohudu. Kulino gramiro bhaggo kahone na jaay. চরচরায়ডম সেহ কৃষ্ণ গায়। অনুপম বল্লভ শ্রী রূপ সনাতা এই অতীন শাখা বৃক্ষের পশ্চিমে সর্বত কুলীন গ্রামবাসী সত্যরাজ রামানন্দ যদুনাথ পুরুষোত্তম শঙ্কর বিদ্যানন্দ বাণীনাথ বসু আদি যত গ্রামী জন সবয় চৈতন্য বৃত্ত চৈতন্য প্রাণধন প্রভু কহে কুলীন গ্রামের যে হয় কুকু সেই অমর প্রিয় অন্য জন রহুদু কুলীন গ্রামীর ভাগ্য কহনে না যায় শুকর চরায় ডোম সেহ কৃষ্ণ গায়। অনুপম বল্লভ শ্রী রূপ সনাতন এই অতীন শাখা বৃক্ষের পশ্চিমে সর্বত্র হরে কৃষ্ণা হরে কৃষ্ণা 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে 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 কৃষ্ণা হরে কৃষ্ণা 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে
read purport more till 45 we can read okay Sri Sanatan Goswami is described in the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika he was formerly known as Roti Manjari or sometimes Labanga Manjari Manjari actually is the assistant of Shakhis. Manjari's degree, those are the assistant of Shakhis, they are called Manjaris. In Bhakti Ratnakar, it is stated that his spiritual master, Vidya Vachaspati, sometimes stayed in the village of Ramkeli, and Sanatana Goswami studied all the Vedic literature from him. He was so devoted to his spiritual master that this cannot be described. According to the Vedic system, if someone sees a Mohammedan, he must perform rituals to atone for the meeting. Sanatana Goswami always associated with Mohammedan kings, not giving much attention to the Vedic injunctions. He used to visit the houses of Mohammedan kings and thus he considered himself to have been converted into a Mohammedan. He was therefore always very humble and meek. When Sanatana Goswami presented himself before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he admitted, "I am always in association with lower class people. and my behavior is therefore very abominable. He actually belonged to a respectable Brahman family, but because he considered his behavior to be abominable, he did not try to place himself among the Brahmanas, but always remained among people of the lower castes. He wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas and Vaishnava Toshani, which is a commentary of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the year 1476 Shakabdha, he completed the Brihat Vaishnava Toshani commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the year 1504 Shakabdha, he finished the Laghu Toshani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his disciples through four chief followers. Among them, Ramananda is exceptional. For though him the Lord taught how a devotee can completely vanquish the power of Cupid, by Cupid's power, as soon as one sees a beautiful woman, he is conquered by the her beauty. Sri Ramananda Rai vanquished Cupid's pride because in the Jagannath Ballabh Natak, he personally directed extremely beautiful young girls in dancing, but he was never affected by their youthful beauty. Sri Ramananda Rai personally bathed these girls, touching them and washing them with his own hands, yet he remained calm and passionless, as a great devotee should be. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu certified that this was possible only by Ramananda Rai. Similarly, Damodar Pandit was notable for his objectivity as a critic. He did not even spare Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his criticism. Damodar Pandit, once upon a time, a small child used to come to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu used to show his love, but Damodar Pandit was very, no, he should not do that. Why? Because he is the son of a young widow. So if you show your love, then people may criticize you. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada said, yes, that may be right, but Damodar Pandit has no right to correct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada said, his disciple has no right to correct his spiritual master. Then what Damodar Pandit says is true, but he has no right to correct Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him back to Navadvip. We need one very faithful person like you to take care of my mother. Please stay there. Take care of my mother. This also cannot be imitated by anyone else. Haridas Thakur is exceptional for his forbearance because although he was beaten with canes in the 22 marketplaces, nevertheless he was tolerant. Similarly, Sri Sanatan Goswami, although he belonged to a most respectable Brahmana family, was exceptional for his humility and meekness. In the Madhyalila, chapter 19, the device adopted by Sanatana Goswami to get free from the government service is described. He served a notice of sickness to the Nawab, the Muslim governor, but actually he was studying Srimad Bhagavatam with Brahmanas at home. The Nawab received information of his through a royal physician, and he immediately went to Sri Sanatana Goswami to uncover his intention. The Nawab requested Sanatan to accompany him on an expedition to Orissa. But when Sanatana Goswami refused, the Nawab ordered that he be imprisoned. When Rupa Goswami left home, he wrote a note for Sanatana Goswami informing him of some money that he had entrusted to a local grocer. Sanatana Goswami took advantage of this money to bribe the jail keeper and get free from detention. When was Sanatana Goswami in the jail, so he told the jail keeper, so you are looks like Muslim paigambar. He's a very saintly person. So you know the religion. When I was the Prime Minister, you got so much benefit from me. At least do some favor for me now. It is according to religion. And at the same time, I will become a paigambar and I will go to Makkah, I will become darvish. So by that, you will get some percentages, pious credit also. But that jail keeper is not pacified. Then he said, I will give you some money. 5 lakhs. I think 5 or 7 lakhs. Gold coins. I forgot the figure. Then he became greedy. But he said, no, if I take that money, if Hussain Shah get to know, then I lost my life. What is the use of money? Then Sanatana Goswami said, he promised to give more money and he said, don't worry, I will not stay here. I will go Makkah and you tell governor when he went for toilet and his hand and legs were tied with chains, he fell down in the Ganges and we didn't find him. So you will get money in the material benefit and spiritual benefit also, you allowing me to go to Makkah, you will get the spiritual benefit. By saying that, he escaped from there. Then he left for Benares to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, bringing with him only one servant whose name was Ishan. On the way, they stopped at a sarai or hotel. And when the hotel keeper found out that Ishan had some gold coins with him, he planned to kill both Sanatana Goswami and Ishan to take away the coins. Later, Sanatana Goswami saw that although the hotel keeper did not know them, he was being especially attentive to their comfort. As Sanatana Goswami was Prime Minister, so he is an intelligent person. He thought, this person, hotel keeper, he does not know me. Why is taking care so nicely? He asked his servant, Ishan, have you anything with you? You bought something with you? Yes, I have 7 gold coins. He said, why you are carrying that? Is it a mrittu ban? Is the arrow of killing us? Give it. So he took it and gave it to that hotel keeper. So take this money and allow us to go. We want to go tonight. Then hotel keeper said, no, you are so saintly person. He told the whole history. I have an astrologer. He told me that you have gold coins. So tonight our plan was to kill you and take that. So you are so saintly person, we will not take. Then Sanatana Goswami with folded hand said, no, if you don't take this, the other will take this by killing us. Better take this and by taking it, save our life. So then he took and he went. After going some distance, then Sanatana Goswami asked, Ishan, have you any more coin, gold coins with you? He said, yes, one more is there. So Sanatana Goswami became very upset. So why were you traveling with the arrow which will kill you? He said, okay, enough is enough. You return back with this one coin, let me allow to go Vrindavan alone. Then Sanatana Goswami went alone. Therefore, he concluded that Ishan was secretly carrying some money and that the hotel keeper was aware of this and therefore planned to kill them for it. Upon being questioned by Sanatana Goswami, Ishan admitted that he indeed had money with him. And immediately Sanatana Goswami took the money and gave it to the hotel keeper, requesting him to help them get through the jungle. Thus, with the help of the hotel keeper, who was also the chief of the thieves of that territory, he crossed over the Hajipur mountains, which were presently known as the Hazaribaghs. He then met his brother-in-law, Srikanto, who requested them he stay with him. Sanatana Goswami refused, but before they parted, Srikanto gave him a valuable blanket. Srikanto was his brother-in-law, and Hochensha sent him there to buy some horses. And Sanatana Goswami met him there, and he gave a very costly blanket. It's called Bhot Kambal. So Sanatana Goswami, only taking that, he's going towards Varanasi. Somehow or other, Sanatana Goswami reached Varanasi and met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the house of Chandrasekhar. By the order of Lord, Sanatana Goswami was cleanly shaved and his dress changed to that of a mendicant or Babaji. When Sanatana Goswami went there, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Chandrasekhar Acharya, please bring, there is a Vaishnav outside the gate. So he went back and come back, there is no Vaishnav. The Mahaprabhu said, no. If there is no, is there any person? He said, yes, there is a Darvesh, Muslim fakir. Muslim beggar is there. But he said, no, bring him. So he brought Sanatana Goswami. He was dressed as a Muslim beggar, long beard, all these things. The Mahaprabhu said, shaved up. Go to the Ganges, shaved up everything. And Chandrasekhar Acharya gave him a nice cloth. He said, no, I don't want new cloth. Give me your old cloth, old dhuti. Then he gave one dhuti and part it. One is wrapped in the loin and another wrapped in the body. That is actually a dress of the Babaji. This is the introduction of the Babaji dress. So no one can imitate Sanatana Goswami. He put on the old garments of Tapan Mishra and took prasad at the house of a Maharashtra Brahman. Then, in discourses with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself explained everything about devotional service to Sanatana Goswami. He advised Sanatana Goswami to write books on devotional service, including a book of directions of Vaishnav activities, and to execute the lost places of pilgrimage in Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his blessings to do all this work and also explained to Sanatana Goswami the import of the Atmaram verse from 61 different angles of vision. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya Atmaram verse. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya translated that. But Mahaprabhu, without touching his translation, he explained 18 ways. One shlok, 18 meaning. Here, when Sanatana Goswami said, please explain the same verse to me, so without touching that meaning, here Sanatana Goswami, in front of Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu explained 61 meaning of one verse. So Mahaprabhu was so a scholarly person. How it like that? It like permutation and combination. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. If we say 2, 3, 1, 5, 6, this is a permutation and combination, so many things you can do. And that verse is 11 words. In 11 words, has different words have different meanings. With different meanings, with permutation and combination, Mahaprabhu gave 61 meaning of one verse. Sanatana Goswami went to Vrindavan by the main road. And when he reached Mathura, he met Subuddhi Rai. Then he returned to Jagannath Puri through Jhari, Jharikhand, the Uttar Pradesh jungle. At Jagannath Puri, he decided to give up his body by falling down beneath a wheel of Jagannath Rath by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved him. When he went to Jagannath Puri, he was suffering from a disease. When traveling this from this Bihar and Madhya Pradesh, there is shortage of water and too heat. The whole body become is Bengali disease called Kondurasha. So whole body is oozing. And Mahaprabhu used to embrace him. And the pass used to touch Mahaprabhu's body. So Sanatana Goswami feel ashamed. For me, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will suffer? So Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu said, no, it looks like sandalwood in my body. But still, Sanatana Goswami was, no, it is not proper. He said, I am sinner, low class people, and still I am giving trouble to Mahaprabhu. Better I should commit suicide. But committing suicide is not good. That is, he thought, after few days, Ratha Jatra is coming. So when Ratha Jatra will come, in front of the wheel of the Rath, so I will leave my body. So in the my body will get the touch of the wheel, and I will see the Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associated, my life will be successful. That is what is intention. But Mahaprabhu, Antarjami, he knows his heart. He said to Haridas, Haridas, please tease him. He has given his body and soul to me. Again he wants to take that and want to misuse that. He has no common sense. It is not his property. How to misuse that body again? To tell him not to do that. Then Sanatana Goswami understood what Mahaprabhu was saying. He feel ashamed. Then Mahaprabhu chastised him. My mission is to develop Vrindavan, establish Krishna's name all throughout the world, and reside in Vrindavan. But my mother's instruction not to stay Vrindavan but Jagannath Puri. But my mission I am unable to fulfill. But I want to fulfill through your body, but you are thinking in this way. My mission will be fulfilled through your body. Then Sanatana Goswami embraced him. Haridas embraced Sanatana. Sanatana, you are so fortunate. Lord is saying what is impossible for me, he want to do that through your body. You are so fortunate. So in that way, they are spending time in Jagannath Puri. Then Sanatana Goswami met Haridas Thakur and heard about the disappearance of Anupam. Sanatana Goswami later described the glories of Haridas Thakur. Sanatana observed the etiquette of Jagannath's temple by going through the beach to visit Lord Chaitanya, although it was extremely hot due to the sun. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami never used to walk in the main road. Why? If you walk in the main road, his shadow will touch the brahmanas. They will be contaminated. That is why he never used to walk in main road. He is so humble. We do competition. We want to go in front of everything. But Sanatana Goswami never walk in the main road. He is saying, I am so sinner, so if my shadow touches the brahman, they will be contaminated. He is so humble. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu praised the character of Sanatana Goswami and he embraced Sanatana, accepting his body as spiritual. Sanatana Goswami was ordered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to live at Jagannath Puri for 1 year. When he returned to Vrindavan after many years, he again met Rupa Goswami and both brothers remained in Vrindavan to execute the orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The place where Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami formerly lived has now become a place of pilgrimage. It is generally known as Gupta Vrindavan or Hidden Vrindavan and is situated about 8 miles south of Imli. What is that? Limre Bazar. English Bazar. English Bazar. English Bazar is English means English. English Bazaar. In Bengali, English is called English. English Bazaar. There the following places are still visited. One, the temple of Sri Madan Mohan Reddy. Second, the Keli Kadamba tree under which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Sanatana Goswami at night. And third, Rup Sagar, a large pond excavated by Sri Rupa Goswami. A society named Ram Keli Sanskar Samiti was established in 1924 to repair the temple and renovate the pond. It's 9 o'clock. Purport is finished. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Samaved Gaur Bhaktavinda ki, Gaur Premanandi.